Let's return now to our reporter Sarah Robson, who's been covering the trial. Sarah, you were in court when the verdict was returned. Can you tell us a little bit about the atmosphere there and what happened?
Yeah, that's right. So the verdict came in not long after 5 o'clock this afternoon, about an hour ago now. So the public gallery wasn't as full as what it has been throughout a lot of this trial, but the jury came back and Grace Mullane's parents, David and Gillian, who you just heard from there, they were sitting in the front row of the gallery as the jury's foreperson delivered that guilty of murder verdict. Now, they were holding hands and sort of were leaning on each other as they were waiting for that verdict to come in. Now, Grace Mullane's mother, Gillian, she broke down in tears and sobbing as that guilty verdict came through. Now, the accused man, he was standing in the dock as that verdict was delivered. He appeared emotionless and left the courtroom fairly quickly, accompanied by his corrections officers.
And obviously David Mullane has come out there and read a statement. You were there. Can you just talk us through again what he said and how he was?
You know, that was an incredibly emotional statement from David Mullane. He was wiping tears from his eyes throughout that. Gillian Mullane also incredibly emotional as well. David Mullane was reading the statement from his phone. In it, he said that while they were pleased with this guilty verdict, it wasn't something that would bring their daughter back. They talked about the struggles that they've been facing over the last year, how difficult it has been to deal with their daughter's death. Mr. Mullane said that their daughter didn't deserve to be murdered in a way like this when she was out on her OE. We've heard that she had arrived in New Zealand in late November last year as part of her, you know, as many young people in New Zealand do, her big overseas trip after finishing university. Now, David Mullane also thanked members of the police who were involved in the investigation from when this was just simply a missing persons investigation in early December after Grace Mullane had been reported missing because her family hadn't heard from her after her birthday. And that obviously then progressed through to a homicide investigation and obviously the charging of the man who has now been found guilty of her murder. David Mullane also thanked the Crown prosecutors as well as the media in New Zealand, who David Mullane said had been covering this case truthfully and respectfully. And, you know, David and Gillian Mullane have been sitting in the public gallery for the entire duration of this 3-week trial, and at times they have appeared upset and emotional as some of that fairly harrowing evidence about what happened to their daughter has been read out in court to the jury.
Thank you, Sarah. That's our reporter Sarah Robson, who's been covering the trial. She's outside the High Court in Auckland.